The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty hot out there. Check the thermostat. Rising the mercury. Squeezing up like so much red toothpaste out of a tube. Who's ready to party with Summer Jams?
Welcome to MBMBAM, home of the worst metaphors in town.
KMMBMBAM, your one-stop shop for summer classics.
Hey, beach babies, how's your bikinis?
Hey,
beach babies. How's your tan lines? You guys like CeeLo Green?
Tune in as we workshop new characters like, hey, bikini babies, how's those bikinis, guy?
Nothing but coolers and babes, NASCAR. Crack open a nice cold beer. Over for the Bud Light Salada.
Fuck.
Make sure to join us at McGillicuddy's Deck for Party on McGillicuddy's Deck 2, the sequel.
Party your deck off at McGillicuddy's.
Get your deck wet.
Come get your deck wet with $2 swisher specials all night long. The hottest babes, the hottest guys, the drunkest children.
The wildest monkeys.
The craziest poop throwing monkeys you've ever seen. And good news, ladies, margaritas are just $3 all night long.
Monkeys get in free till midnight.
Hey, monkey, it's 12:30. Come on in anyway. It's McGillicuddy.
21 and up for male monkeys. 18 for female monkeys.
I don't even know if monkeys live that long. What the fuck?
Half men, half monkeys will be submitted for study at research institutes nationwide.
So Summer's here. Summer's here again. Coming.
Summer, my old, summer. My worst enemy.
Guys, summer months. You old bitch.
Do you know what doesn't go well? Two chemical compounds that in nature just do not collude.
What's that, Griffin?
That's Griffin McElroy in shorts.
Yeah, it's a...
they are magnetically opposed.
You know what I think that is? In my opinion, it's a mental block that you're having. Because no one looks good in shorts.
That's not entirely true. Early 2000s Jessica Simpson.
Well, that's different.
She had like a, there was a 3 month window where one person looked good in shorts. That's not, sure. that's the exception that proves the rule. Please, so shorts. I'm with you on that. I've given up. That's the thing. That's the thing you have to do.
So now you wear utilikilts, which is I think the sartorial equivalent of giving up.
Listen, I don't want to come down again on people in utilikilts. That those people have had enough to deal with.
But they probably could have come up with a better name to not make it so ridiculous, but go on.
Yeah, I think that's the point, though, isn't it?
What about dirty skirts? Why don't they call
dirty
them that?
Skirty.
Dirty skirt.
What about just, like, cargo pants, but without the thing in the middle?
Yeah, legless cargo pants. Plaid legless cargo pants.
One big pocketed leg.
So as you've certainly guessed, this is my brother and me, and it's an advice show for the modern era. I am your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I am your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I am your youngest brother, Griffin McElroy.
And we're here to dole out the advice to you, take your queries and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. So let's just dip in. I ordered Chinese food from the same place every other week or so. Every time it comes, it's the same guy delivering it to me. And recently, I've noticed my order has had more things like fortune cookies and all in it. Recently, I even found a bottle of juice I didn't order. He's really cute and is usually friendly and chatty when he delivers the stuff. Is this sudden extra food his way of flirting, and how should I respond? For the record, I am gay, so no problems there.
Why did you have to read that last part like that?
There's an exclamation point at the end. Okay. So that's I'm just reading with the text.
But you didn't think that all homosexual people talk like that all the time.
No, okay. I wouldn't say that. That's from Hungry and Awkward. So can you guys help? You guys know I'm gender blind. Can you guys help me understand the genders in this situation?
They're both men.
They're both gentlemen.
Well, okay. I don't know if I say gentlemen. I don't know, you know, their habits and proclivities. I know that they are men.
Mm-hmm. What are do we know that the question asker is a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because
I kind of took it to read no problems there, like nothing can come of it.
Oh, see, like, I know that they are a man because I read all the emails and I know that this had a male name attached to it.
Okay, let's roll with that. See, that's the kind of context clues I really
now. Wait, are you sure that it was a male name?
Uh-huh.
A male name applied to a male.
Ooh,
I have to assume so.
All right.
Well, you don't have to assume anything. Assuming makes an ass out of you and Ming the Merciless.
This is so sexy already.
This is getting really hot in here. A few things to consider. First off, you are entering into a dangerous situation because in wanting to see this gentleman more, you're going to order more Chinese food, mm-hmm. and that's not going to help you get your health right.
Yeah, and that's also not really sexy for this dude. Like, he's like, you eat Chinese food like 9 times a day.
I can barely care for myself. I'm basically Meals on Wheels over here.
I mean, don't we have a strict anti-workplace-to-customer dating rule against that thing?
Especially when that person is forced to come to your house.
He knows where you fucking live, dog. Like,
yeah,
if this goes down and he goes full-blown Swin fan, you will have no recourse.
I have a question for you. How much do you like this Chinese food? Are you willing to risk having a relationship with this person and then not being able to order your favorite black pepper chicken anymore? What is important to you? Like, where are your priorities at? Maybe this place is the only place that make, like, every other place makes a crab rangoon too sweet. And this is the one place.
Which is always
right.
A problem.
Yeah.
It is. That's a problem.
Here's the thing. What I love is if this is the case, if this gentleman is flirting with you, I love that he's like, I'm just going to slip a bottle of juice in there. He'll know what's up.
Yeah.
It is a weird flirt. Although, I've been ordering from the same Chinese place, the China Garden on 8th Street, right across the street from the former biker bar, the Valhalla Club.
Oh, and a catty corner to Jeff's bike shop, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, right around that neighborhood.
So if you're ever in Huntington, now you know where all those things are.
Yeah, if you need a bike fixed or a place that used to be a biker bar and now isn't.
It's a block and a half down from City Hall, if that helps.
Exactly.
If that helps you place it.
I order from this place, and I say 7 out of 10 times when we order, there is a tub of brown chickeny something.
Uh-huh.
And on top.
Question sauce.
The word. No. There'll be stuff in it. And on the top is written the word free. Hey, this is free. I'm not going to tell you about the contents of it. It's free.
This hate meat is priced to move.
By which we mean nothing. Did you want to eat this?
These are our drippings. They're all yours.
I got you some chicken cracklings, and they're free. Don't question it. So that is to say, I
used to order the Chinese food and get, he would bring, like, in a paper bag, and when I dig to the bottom of the bag, there are always 2 cans of soda in there that I did not, like, ask for, but, like, it was part of, like, a meal deal, and it was always, like, Diet Cherry 7-Up.
Yeah, nothing you would ever consume.
Yeah. My coffee flavored Faygo. Like, yeah.
My fridge is littered with a bunch of like diet tangerine Fantas, and it's like, I don't know, maybe someday someone will come to my home who will want to drink this. I feel bad just chucking it.
Now it's a collector's item.
There's the place I this is embarrassing, but the place I order from, China Garden again, the same guy is always there, and this guy has a I would say. Let's say fundamental understanding of the English language. But here is the one thing that he does really, really well is his spiel when you order. So it gets to this point where it is so practiced and rehearsed. This man says the exact same things with the exact same intonation every single time. And that, while at first it was very strange, it became
comforting.
It became weirdly comforting.
That's like a
to know that in this crazy world, there's always that
there's
one
this
pillar
one guy
you can rely
I can
on.
Call. And then it became even like then I started feeling really guilty because it's like I'm my main thing I like about this guy in the way is the way in which he is kind of like a robot. Yeah. He's a serve machine, and it's not fair of me.
I have felt that level of trust and familiarity that one might feel for a lover for maybe one restaurant my entire life. It was Hot Wok's Cool Sushi in Chicago. And it was right across the street, down the corner, around that corner, and then down it a little bit more. And it was so good. It was the best food. And I they were family to me, you know? And I don't think I could ever jeopardize that for any reason.
Guys, I shit right. you not. In my phone, I have countless friends and family, and I have one restaurant number saved in my phone.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Geno's?
No, it's China Garden Buffet. Oh, wow. And I haven't lived in Huntington for 3 years.
Yeah.
I've changed phones twice.
And also, just so I'm clear to visitors of Huntington, future visitors of Huntington, China Garden's probably like the fourth best.
Yeah, I
Asian
saw you leaning towards third, like, and I was going to nudge you back.
It's not good. Like, you want to go to, if you want buffet, you're going to want to go out to Barbersville and go to Super China Buffet. If
you
just
or
want
you
regular
can hit,
Asian
you can
food,
hit Taste of Asia.
Taste Ooh. Of Asia has Thai and Japanese and Chinese, or the Thai House. If you just want,
if
you're
if
just
you want something
Thai.
Fancy, go Hibachi.
It's the fifth. Okay, I'm sorry. It's the fifth best place you can go. But they're the only place that delivers to me, and I really like this guy. I mean,
okay, so here's the thing. Question, ask her to jump back. I've been thinking about it while we've been BSing. And I would say that if, here's a little addendum to our, you know, don't flirt with someone at a place of business, especially if it involves tipping, because you can confuse how much they like, how well you tip and give you extra stuff and like sneak you extra drinks and stuff for flirting. But they're playing up the tip, and it's ambiguous enough that I would say don't risk it. Because I feel the same way at a bar, you know, where it's like I tip well so the bartenders all really like me. That doesn't mean they're craving my wave,
sure.
You know?
Sure, sure. Do you guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yes.
Yeah?
This one was sent in by T Dollar Sign, which I pronounce T Money.
Okay. It was T Dollar.
T-Dollar. Thank you, T-Dollar. It's by Yahoo Answers user, Ned has a big penis, who asks.
No. Oh, Ned. You are such a character.
Can I high-five a driver in an oncoming vehicle? Sometimes when I drive with my windows down, I have an uncanny urge to high-five other drivers with their window down. Let's say we're traveling around 35 to 40 miles an hour. If okay. I were to extend my hand out for this celebratory gesture and engage the driver traveling in the opposing direction...
Oh, I love these kinds of questions.
Also traveling around 35 to 40 miles an hour, would said hands break, leaving us to be exchanging high fives with our right hands in the emergency room?
Okay. This is one of those circumstances in which we have to talk about the difference between can and may.
Mm. Right.
Can you? Maybe. May you? No, you may not.
No, I'm sorry.
I think this, I don't think there's a safe speed for this. Like.
Parked.
Parked? I guess you could do high fives there.
But what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's not exciting. The impact has got to be crazy, right? In high school, when we were in driver's ed class, they told us that, if you had a tissue box in the back of your car and you were in a and you ran into a wall at going 35 miles an hour that you would die
because the tissue box would become
are those two things connected or is it like fly. Oh What you're saying is it's like an omen. There's a tissue box in the car. It's like a seeing a raven. You're going to die.
No, no, no. I'm saying that they told us the tissue box would fly forward with such velocity that it would kill you. That it could kill you.
So this was your driving teacher slash gym instructor, right?
This was a man who sat outside the school.
Okay.
This is something an old
beware boy. The tissue box, yeah. Kids. It's how we lost my second and fifth wife.
He was also high, we can all agree that high fives are you rate them. The metric for the value of a high five is how like hard you do it and how it's, loud the smack is.
Yeah, it's how epic the smack is. I literally the other day I high fived my friend Linnea, and the high five was so like loud and thunderous that we high fived again to celebrate that high five.
It's hard to high five Travis because he has, I would say, a beefy hand.
Oh yeah, this thing.
It's deep. It's enriched. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to get a satisfying smack with you because usually I pull back a little bit in fear. That's fair.
Sure.
So
you're terrified.
You fear the power.
Can we also agree that going 35 miles an hour and high fiving somebody else going 35 miles an hour, that smack could cleave the world in two. Like, mm-hmm. it's going to be amazing. You can see the sound waves coming off of it.
Are you suggesting that it would be worth it to lose your hand to create a high five heard around the world?
I'm all about, like, doing something that nobody on the planet has ever done. I don't know that anybody's... somebody's probably done this before.
This seems like something, like, Travis Pastrana and Johnny Knoxville have done.
Yeah.
Those kinds of stupid morons.
Or two rural kids who watch a lot of Jackass.
After ghost riding the whip, they then high-fived each other.
Sure. I don't know if it'll break your hand or not.
Well, yes. I think it'll definitely break your hand because you'll want to move through.
Newton even at like 10 miles an hour?
Yeah, I think so because you're still going. Like, that's the thing is it doesn't stop there. You're not going to have time to hit and pull back. You know what I mean?
I think it's exponential though, right? Like if I'm running at you at 10 miles an hour, that's about my speed. And you're running at me 10 miles an hour.
You think you run at 10 miles an hour?
That's not a very good speed, Justin.
What?
Yeah, I think you can probably run faster than that. Babies run at 10 miles an hour.
But I'm saying if you are doing a running high five and you high five somebody, that would be safe. Why would it be different in a car? Aside from the fact that, like, you are definitely engaging in some unsafe driving practices getting close.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Okay.
They don't tell you in driving school to put your hands out the window, yeah, slapping another man's hand and two.
So hold on one second. I need to pause the episode so I can watch an episode of Beakman's World to find out if this is a good idea or not. Okay. Hold on.
All right. We'll catch up with Travis in 30.
No, a man in a giant rad suit just told me this is a fucking stupid ass idea. Yeah.
Are there any responses? Did anybody weigh in? Some science teacher? There's always... I find that whenever somebody has a question like this on Yahoo Answers, there's typically, not always, but typically, some self-important science teacher that feels mm-hmm. like he has to... Like, the kids in his class don't listen to him, so maybe the kids on Yahoo Answers will dig his facts. Like, hey, this is kind of a relevant example, the kids of today. That makes science cool.
And somebody's linked to, like, the St. Petersburg Herald or something of, like, man loses arm in tragic high-fiving accident.
Actually, in this case, we get Yahoo Answers user I'm Really Tall Account 2. Apparently, account one was compromised.
No, he's so tall he needs two accounts.
He says...
Stretch out.
Nope, I've done this before. If you're both doing it at 40 miles an hour, then it will just sting. If you both throw your hand forwards while you're driving 40 miles an hour, then you might break your hand. Source, right. High fives oncoming cars.
Wait a minute, hold on. The 40 miles an hour you're driving in a car won't break your hand, but if you give it that extra oomph... of your own body, that's a thin line, right?
Well, I guess it's the give, right? Because you can high-five somebody and then let your arm just sort of, like, go back.
Here's the problem. Once this gets solved, it's going to escalate, and pretty soon kids will be trying to do a thumb war at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, right. That's the fear, isn't it? You go up to high-five somebody, but they grab onto your hand. You're both pulled through your windows as your cars fly off.
You do kind of a windmill action.
Yeah, you spin around in the air.
Guys, I just got the best idea for Wanted 2, the movie. I'll be right back. I have to update my spec script. Angelina Jolie and oncoming Brad Pitt. Yeah, we got him. Slow down momentarily as they grasp hands. Their eyes meet. They are wrenched from their vintage 1962 car.
There is a WordPad document open on Justin's computer right now that just says vintage on it.
I'll wake up out of this, out of the heroin-induced haze that I'm in right now in 72 hours and think, why did I write vintage?
That doesn't make sense.
I just typed vintage, and then there's a picture of Angelina Jolie pasted into Microsoft Paint. What was I doing?
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but we have a very, very special sponsor this week. It's the IFC. They're promoting their new show, Comedy Bang Bang. It starts this Friday, June 8th at 10, 9 central on the Independent Film Channel. Check your TV guide. Find it. The first episode has Amy Poehler. The show is hosted by Scott Aukerman, who is absolutely hilarious. You can watch the first episode before it goes live on IFC.com right now, or just go to the Comedy Bang Bang IFC Facebook page and see it there. It's comedy so nice, they banged it twice, and it's going to have people like Amy Poehler, Zach Galifianakis, Seth Rogen, just to name a few people. So go check it out.
I just started at uni. God, guys, come on.
You are going to college.
This is an American show for everybody in the world, so can we please call it what everybody in the world calls it, college?
Adult school.
I just started at big boy school, and I'm trying to make new friends there, but I feel like if I try approaching any girls, they would feel creeped out or like I was hitting on them. I have a long-term girlfriend, so I'm not even interested in that way. Should I be worried about this? And if not, how do I shake this feeling? That's from girlfriends, not girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Number one, you're in college now, and that makes them women.
Yes.
So say it that.
Don't. And then they'll know you're not hitting on them. Hello, women.
Excuse me.
Ladies. Hello, excuse ladies.
Me. Women?
Are there any females?
Are there any women here?
My friend,
I'm just a 21st century man looking for some women.
My friend Daniel said, hey, Dylan, go talk to those girls. And I said, Daniel, those are not girls. They are women. So women, anyone care to prove me right?
So women, anyone seen the latest episode of Doctor Who?
I think
isn't it a shame what they're doing to community? Let's be best friends.
Does anyone want to try some absinthe?
We are in college after all. Definitely not uni.
Can I interest anyone in an orgy?
you're gonna have a problem not creeping anyone out.
It's as if you talk like that. Why are you talking like that?
I feel like all college freshmen are just big balls of creepo. Yep. And they don't know how to talk to people. And it's not a personal problem as much as it is a community's problem, a social problem. Because everybody's like just as terrified as you are.
Well, and you know, here's the thing: like, I'm a person who is not terrified and very outgoing, and I'll like walk right up to someone and start a conversation. And I did that in college and thought I was just killing it. And everyone's like, "Oh, Travis, he's annoying.
He's really, really weird.
Oh, it gets on everybody's nerves."
Yeah. So like, you literally can't win. Like, either you're sitting in a corner afraid to talk to everyone, or you're talking to everybody and you're an asshole. So it's like, it's so hard to walk that fine line. But I think what will help is that you have a girlfriend, you literally are not interested in them in that way, and if they're willing to, like, even give you a chance, that kind of thing comes across really quickly, and I don't think you have to worry about it.
Here's the problem, though. He's in a committed relationship with a long-term girlfriend, which makes him irresistible to women.
I don't think that's true.
Well, that is 100% true.
We talked about this before, though. That's because he's not trying. That's because there's like no stakes, and that is very attractive when someone is not putting it out there.
But that's the problem, though. This guy's walking into these situations, right, with the confidence of somebody who is already in a relationship, which is making him irresistible. This guy is basically asking, how do I get put into the quote-unquote friend zone as distasteful as
that's
I typically.
That's not a real thing. Yeah.
But no, that's a really great thing because we get asked all the time, like, how do I get out of the friend zone? I love this. Like, how do I put myself in it?
How do I not get all the pussy is what he's asking.
Guys, I'm just going to be inundated with all of these vaginas.
They got so much trim. They got it to give, but I don't want it. Don't need it. No how.
Keep it, ladies.
I don't think it's that ubiquitous. I think this is a bigger problem other than just genders, and it's how do you make friends with anyone ever, anywhere on the planet. I don't think you should flatter yourself so much by saying, I don't want all these women to think I'm trying to, you know, Dr. Suave on them, and then they know I'm afraid that they're just going to come at me too much. If that's a problem, it's probably not a problem.
No, I think he's saying that he's afraid that they're going to think he's creeping on them when really he's just trying to make friends. But I would say that that is, once again, as you said, Griffin, universal and not just for one gender. I think anybody, if you just roll up and you're like, hey, let's be best friends now, they're going to be like, no.
And the only way you make friends in college is A, you have classes with them and then you just sort of bond there, or B, you have like this friend with this impossibly magical charm to them who brings you friends, like some sort of loyal dog.
Yes. So if you can hang out with Michael Bradbury or Trevor David or me, you'll be fine. I'm very charming. It might surprise you to learn, Griffin, that I'm actually a very charming person.
That's something all charming people say.
Mm-hmm. We're all very self-aware. Now, usually we don't pull back this curtain and tell everyone about it, but I got special permission for this occasion to let you guys know.
Is it like a curse? Is it like...
It's a blessing and a curse.
You know how like...
We talk about it at all the meetings at Charming Anonymous, which I really shouldn't be telling you about because it defeats the purpose.
It's like if you say Rumpelstiltskin's name, he loses all of his power. It's like if you ever see Travis eat anything, then he loses his magic charm.
Yeah, that's why I eat so quickly, to try to get it over with as fast as
possible. I don't actually think that's why you eat so quickly.
I'm almost certain it is.
I think you eat so quickly because you're excited to have the food, and you don't...
And that is also why if you try to take my plate away, I will bite your hand.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes Griffin has to put this like rubber ball in my food so I don't gulp it, because then I'll get a tummy ache.
Hey, that was funny when you guys were talking just now.
Justin, you guys.
Welcome
step-
back to the show, Justin.
You guys step on board.
I really did. For the last 2 minutes, I've been a listener of My Brother, My Brother. Actually, to be more technical, My Brother and Me, not to be confused with the hit Nickelodeon kidcom, My Brother and Me. So welcome back. So I'm back now.
How about a Yahoo?
I thought that part was funny. I'm going to tell people about that part.
So guys, you got to listen to this bit on my favorite podcast.
Here's a Yahoo answer.
Okay.
This Yahoo was sent in by David Myers. Thank you, David.
Hey, thanks, David.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Nosy C, who asks, I am telling my dad the truth about my boyfriend's age on Sunday. How can I start the conversation off? I am 17 and he's 23. My dad thinks he is 20. What can I say to him to start the conversation off?
What? What? There's a 3-year age difference? And you're worried about, I mean, is that
There's a 6-year age
difference. But there's a 3-year difference in your dad's perception and reality.
I like that this person is 17 and started dating this 23-year-old, and she was like, okay, I'm going to have to lie to my dad about the age. He's never going to buy 18.
Let's split the difference.
Yeah.
What's the most believable lie I could pop? He's not going to buy 17 because my boyfriend has a full beard and a job. So, 20?
The dad probably knows already. The dad was probably like, hey, can you rent me a car in a couple years? I'm thinking of going on a trip. Like, oh, yeah, no problem, Mr. God damn it. God
like,
damn
the
it.
The dad was talking to him, was like, hey, how about Smurfs, hon? He's like, yeah, I love those. I knew it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Gargamel always getting into it.
He would give him the first half of great bits from Cheers, and he would finish them.
Sam and Diane, huh? When are they ever gonna get together?
So
I know, right?
I think you gotta. I mean, all right. First off, you gotta lie. You gotta lie. That's such a stupid thing to lie about. That it's gonna be not only frustrating for your dad. It's going to be embarrassing for you. You got to lie. Can you say that he went on some sort of time travel adventure, and while we were stuck in time, moving along the time stream normally, he aged super fast?
Now, you can do that, but it's going to take some commitment. You got to start with, my boyfriend has decided to join the Air Force. Then you work your way up to, he's become an astronaut.
Okay.
Then he gets shot into space and breaks, you know,
the time barrier. The speed of light.
Yeah. And then when he returns, he's aged 3 years. So it's going to take you or 3 years.
All those AP physics classes really paid off for you.
Can we do more believable and maybe topical? Like maybe he gets involved with the SpaceX program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He goes up in Dragon. Jesus sees that we're not, that someone besides the government is using time travel, and he punishes them by making them age faster than normal.
He got a weekend.
He Rip Van Winkles them.
He got a weekend case of progeria.
Right. He beat it though. Mm-hmm. He beat the progeria. This is my
what about like a whimsical scavenger hunt that ends with parental disappointment? Like, you leave clues, and the dad has to follow the clue to the next clue, and then at the end is just a picture of the boyfriend's driver's license.
That's good, because most scavenger hunts are engines for the child's disappointment, and it's nice to pass the buck for once.
Is the dad going to care? I mean, if I was a dad...
You are not the dad of a teenage girl.
I'm sure it makes you crazy a little bit. Turns you into a crazy person.
Wouldn't it be great if these two crazy kids had been together for like 5 years?
No, that would be very highly unpleasant, because at that point you're talking about an 18-year-old dating a 12-year-old.
I didn't do the math. I was thinking of 20 and oh no.
Yeah, no, you did.
I've done this poorly. I did it bad. I did math in a bad way. I used math for evil.
You used math for evil.
I mean, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, right?
Yeah.
Why does your dad talk to everyone in prison?
Yeah.
Why does your dad ever need to know how old this person is?
Well,
is it because they're out of school already? Doogie Howser. Whatever. Keep the lies coming.
If you're married, if they get married and they live together and they stay married and then he dies, like, pretty early, and your dad, who is inexplicably still alive... It's like, man, I thought he had a few more years left in him. And you're like, what, 3 years? Got a big secret, Dad. Daddy, I'm sorry.
Get ready, Dad.
He was actually 97. Fuck. You're 133.
So, Dad, you're...
I did math bad.
I'm so glad you're still alive, Mega Dad.
Get over here, Psy Dad.
Come here, Methuselah Dad. I love you.
Come here, Bicentennial Dad. I love you. I love you so much.
Shit.
Why do all of our goofs have to terminate with references?
Because
to
he's a
Williams
robot, movies. Justin, that gets operations done so he can fuck humans. That's the best movie ever made. It's Robin Williams as a super boned out robot. His metal phalange ain't gonna cut it no more. Put a human dick down there, please.
I don't see why that was acceptable, yet my spec script for Small Wonder got me summarily laughed out of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why that wasn't okay, you know? She's a robot. She doesn't have an age, technically.
Did yours have Oliver Platt in it?
It did not.
Well, there's your
problem. Maybe you just have her boyfriend reference Small Wonder, and then the dad knows that he's old as shit.
Yeah, sure.
What does the dad care?
The dad's gonna fucking care. If I was a dad of a girl, of a woman. Nope, 17, still girl.
Not yet a woman.
Not even yet a woman. And she was dating an 18-year-old. I think the high school college split is a big deal. I would say 20 is a big deal, because soon he's gonna be drinking, buying all kinds of Smirnoff Ice and Boone's Farm for my sweet princess. 23? They have been drinking Boone's Farm. They are familiar with all the flavors.
Could you do it incrementally and be like, hey, Dad, really, he's 20 and a half. Mm. Okay. And then, like, the next day, be like, he's 21. Mm-hmm. And the next day, like, he's 20 in 2 months.
A good thing to do to old people is to say, like, is to reveal your lie by the fact that they were confused. So he'll say, I thought Jeremy was 20. You say, nah, he's 21. Like, he's always known that. Or maybe, oh, fuck, I've got it. I've got it. Frequent birthdays.
I was having the same idea. Oh, 21 frequent. In April, 22 in June.
Yeah. Your dad will never be able to keep track of that. He can't even, like, keep up with his fantasy football team.
I guess you're going to have to change all the clocks and calendars in the house. Wow. It's going to take a lot of commitment.
No, like, he'll have a birthday in April. He'll turn 21, okay? And then in September, mm-hmm. he has birthday two, where he'll turn 22, and your dad will be like,
And he'll say, no, September 11th, remember? He was born on September 11th. It's like a thing.
You said you wouldn't forget.
You said you wouldn't forget his birthday. That's not good.
And then the next birthday, the final birthday is April 1st. You're like, April Fool's
Day. April Fool's Day, don't you remember? You're so stupid, Dad.
So stupid. You're the April Fool. Hey, get out of my life.
But then you forget that he has a real birthday. You got to sneak it in 1 week after. You got to sleep your dad like 3 or 4 Ambien. So he just like wanders through the day in a haze.
Conks out.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds totally healthy.
Hey.
This sounds like the movie Click.
Is this what that movie's about?
This movie is Click. This movie is Click.
Guys, that's the tagline for Click.
Well, if you like that ad, you're going to love The Money Zone. This message is for Alex Long from Christina Elias. Here's the message. Their anniversary is May 27th, and they have, which is today, right now, as we're recording this, and they've been together for 2 years. He's made a huge impact on my life, and since we listen to the show together every week, a shout-out from the brothers is the best anniversary present I could think of. So happy anniversary, Alex. I love you so much.
Hey, Alex, I love you too.
Alex, I'm in love with you.
Alex, I'm 23. I'm sorry. So, happy anniversary, you two. I'm so glad that... Hey, Alex, go ahead and make an honest woman out of her.
Whoa.
I love how this is what our question is, what it always becomes.
Great taste in pie. That's married people. Married people want everybody to get married.
Mm.
They don't
want... Does that, like, lower the rates? How does that work?
Yeah, you get a discount at married... restaurant.
At Bed Bath & Beyond. Let's be honest.
Bed Bath & Beyond. Let's move on. Travis, tell me about Mob Rules Games.
Well, Mob Rules Games is, you know, like we're ending our month-long sponsorship with them, and we've come a long way, baby.
Ew!
Yep. Well, how about we've come a long way, baby? We've come a long baby way.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they're still working on their Kickstarter over at mobrulesgames.com. Go check it out. We're about halfway there, so make sure you're still giving to them. $5 gets you a code to download the game when it's complete in October. It's incredible looking, so make sure you check it out. Also, we want to make sure that we mentioned before we left off with them, they're doing a podcast called, it's The Pod Macabre. So make sure that you check that out on their website, and so head to Mob Rules. It's a diary of what they're doing and all the horror movies that influence the game, so make sure you check that out on their website.
Their Kickstarter is like only halfway done, so go help them meet. It's like that one game that just got all the money, like all the games that are on Kickstarter. I want this to be a success story because it looks really cool and I would like to play it.
Cool. And when you go to mobrulesgames.com, you will need to scroll down past the first post to get to the Kickstarter. You know what? It's still on the right-hand side of the page. You'll see a box that just says Haunts Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. So you can go there, and we'll try to tweet it out tomorrow to make it even easier for you to go donate and get a copy of the game. For $5, you can have a copy of this game. And for every $5 you donate, you get another copy. You can sell to friends. Profiteering. We love it.
Hey, guys, can I tell you about another show on the IFC?
Yeah.
Please do.
It's called Bunk. It comes on. It's not to be confused with Monk. It's called Bunk. It's at 10:30, right after Comedy Bang Bang, which you should also definitely be watching. It is a game show where improv comics play for inane prizes and non-charitable causes. It's got categories like Whose Crotch is Hotter, Shame mm-hmm. That Puppy,
yeah.
Give That Bitch Some Arms, and Unstamp the Tramp. That's Bunk, 10:30, IFC, where comedians come to play. I have to know what Shame That Puppy is.
Griffin, did you write that tagline?
I may have. It's like the new jingle. I put a spin on a tagline.
This game show is click.
So wait a minute, Griffin. Okay, Travis. I think you maybe missed the utility of your own tagline. I'm not sure you quite understand.
It works for literally every occasion. This birthday is click. This funeral is click.
So happy anniversary to Alex and Christina. And go to MobRulesGames.com right now and watch Bunk at 10:30.
I'm not kidding. I want to play that fucking game. So go fund it.
I'm serious. Don't you guys let me down this time, Internet. Like you do with everything else. Hey, I work in an office that enjoys pranks. This sounds like a bad setup for amateur pornography, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go on. Most recently, we gave a guy a cubicle lawn with real grass while he was away on his honeymoon.
And it's beautiful. They attached a picture to the email. They did a really great job.
Okay.
They
nailed it. That's where the issue is. Can you put it on the forums or something, Travis?
I totally will. All right. I totally will.
MaximumFun.org. That's where the issue is. Another coworker got married and went on his honeymoon. We found out yesterday that when he returns, he's going to be fired.
Oh, no.
But he's totally expecting a prank when he gets back. Oh, no.
This is the...
What do I do? He might think that being the firing is actually a goof, and it could lead to a seriously awkward situation. Maybe I ought to prank him anyway so that when he gets called into his boss's office, he knows it's legit. That's from You Got Punked and Also Fired.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Can you imagine working in an office where upon returning from like a week-long vacation, not finding your cubicle covered in wrapping paper or like full of balloons was a sign that there was trouble? Like, wait guys, where's the flamingos and the, oh no, am I fired? Is something wrong?
The only thing I can think is that you have to punk him. And the punking has to be so heinous that when he when he gets fired, he's like, well, good, because I can never come back here anyway. Like,
so
you gotta
shit on his desk.
You gotta get like four people to hold him down while you like staple his balls to his leg. Right? And then like when he gets fired, he's like, oh thank God, I can never look those people in the eye again.
Oh. Maybe you let him think it's the long con. Maybe you let him think it's the long grift until that paycheck stops showing up.
But that could be part of the goof. Like,
oh, so
could,
you're like, I can't believe you fell for it.
Yeah, that's weird. My key card doesn't work anymore. Man, they're really serious about this goof.
It's been a couple months without a paycheck, and by that point, you already forgot this dude existed.
Mm-hmm.
Could you punk him after he gets fired? Like, as he walks out of the office, a bucket of water falls on his head?
He's like, was this whole thing a... Nope, just the water bucket was, but you have been relieved.
But we do need you to collect your things and go.
And could you clean up the water?
Please.
Maybe...
Security will be here in 30 minutes. Could you please towel up the mess you made?
Probably a pretty good joke would be after he gets fired, you ask him, like, you pretend like you're going to Jerry Maguire with him. And the two of you are going to go off and start your own agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then at your first meeting with Cuba, you just don't show. You're back at work. This agency does exist. And this meeting isn't with Cuba. It's with Frank, the guy who runs the Starbucks down on 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got you a job at Starbucks.
Just hug him and be there for him?
Just remember it's not your problem. And then just be there for him.
Maybe just take a sick day.
Maybe take a sick day the day you know this thing is happening. They did what? They did who?
Are you sure this isn't a goof?
What do you got?
Are you goofing me?
Is this a goof right now? Are you double goofing on me?
I
don't believe it.
I still love the idea of like this guy tapping into his kid's college fund to pay the mortgage. Like, man, this goof is going on like really far. Ugh.
This is
maybe you goof the whole office, and like after this guy gets fired, you come in the next day and you set up his cubicle like he's still there, and like from time to time, just move things around and like change the desktop and do stuff and try to convince people that he still works there.
Can you find a guy that looks exactly like him to do his job?
Holy shit!
And see if you can't collect two paychecks.
Well, wait a minute. No, because once he gets fired, you know, once someone gets fired, they don't get paychecks anymore.
But maybe if you convince him that the guy's still there.
This is a terrible thing that's going to happen to this person. Have you considered talking to the bosses and saying, like, please, not him?
He's on his fucking honeymoon. That's
Yeah, that is really shady.
That's really shady. Maybe you should consider quitting By which I mean before this guy gets back.
I mean, unless this guy is just a terrible guy.
Terrible like people don't get married, though, is the problem.
But I'm saying, like, this is his fourth honeymoon in 2 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that's incredibly improbable.
No, and which I'm not referring to bigamy. I mean with the same person he's taken four honeymoons.
They're just living a different lifestyle, Travis. Like, your problems with bigamy are really dragging this show down.
No, I'm not knocking bigamy.
I don't understand why you have to be such a bigam.
Bigamy makes I fucking hate you. Bigam reminds me of the Diggum frog.
Bigam is my favorite cereal mascot.
Bigam. But bigamy totally makes financial and fiscal sense. I'm saying that maybe this guy just really likes taking vacations.
What doesn't make sense to me is that the Sugar Smacks frog is a bigamist. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes.
Diggum frog.
He's married to Lucky and the Sugar Bear and...
Now, Sugar... Okay, see, this has always been confusing me. Sugar Smacks and Golden Crisp are the same cereal, right?
Wait. Which one's Sugar Smacks? Is that the one with Diggum Frog?
Sugar Smacks has Diggum Frog.
Uh-huh.
Golden Crisp also... which is also... Is also Sugar Crisp.
Oh, that's... I can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp.
Right. But Honey Smacks are the same... I mean, they're basically just puffed wheat with sugar.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you might have just blown the lid off big cereal. Is all cereal the same? It's some form of wheat or rice covered in sugar?
Well, I mean, that is 100% accurate. I'm saying to you right now that it's been way too long since I've eaten Golden Crisp or Sugar Smacks or anything like that. I really like those cereals. What have I been waiting on?
I don't know. Live your life.
Griffin, you like those?
I can't eat cereal anymore.
What? Why not?
Gives me fart butts.
I can't eat it either. I like I'm on that low carb lifestyle.
Sure.
I'm just thinking about how good it would be.
Ever since they discontinued French Toast Crunch, it's like, what's the point?
Can you even get Waffle Crisp anymore?
Nope, gone. Nope, gone.
Son of a bitch.
I know. Hey, let's talk about something else.
You know what the best part about Waffle Crisp is? You will smell like Waffle Crisp for the next 6 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the best thing about it.
Makes your hands feel like spiderwebs, too.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Brent Black. Thank you, Brent Black. Brental Floss of the internet. It's by Yahoo Answers user CB Kitty, who asks, does your spouse ever smile during sex? Me and my husband were having sex the other night, and I looked up at him, and he was giving me this wide grin.
I immediately
thought it was very creepy and told him so. Of course, immediately I was completely turned off and told him to finish. I was a little harsh, I know, but it really creeped me out. I'm expecting a look of pleasure on his face, but not a grin. Does your spouse ever do this?
My spouse is going full Joker. Can someone please help me?
It's like fucking the Cheshire Cat. Will you please just finish?
My spouse has been hit by Smilex, and it's creeping me the fuck out.
I think the creepier part is something happened during your lovemaking sesh, and it turned you off, and you were like, just finish.
Just finish already, Randy, and let's get this over with.
Flip the orgasm button and just go, please.
Just stop holding it back and let's roll.
Let's just roll on this.
Open it up. Just open it up. I think it's a pretty cool wife that the big turnoff for her is my husband enjoying himself.
But it's not.
I want him to quietly and like enjoy himself, but I want him to hide it. I want his face to be a mask. Or maybe a literal mask.
Yeah. Your face when you're making love should always look like you're in the finals of like some sort of math league. You've got to look very consternated. You've got to look like you're really just giving it your all. And when you're grinning, a grin is not a good bedtime look.
No. A grin says, I know something you don't know, which is never a good look to have during sex.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks. Different smokes for different pokes, but I just think that if you are giving your partner a wry smile, then you're not doing something right.
It's so, like, smiling.
It's like if you let out like a soft giggle, a titter, while you're making love.
Titter.
If you just said
titter.
Oh, titter. God. My penis just went so far inside my body. It's hanging out with my stomach now.
No, what you gotta do is commit to full belly laugh.
Ha! Yeah.
We are making love. God,
now that I think about it, there are so few things that you can do while you're making love. There's like one or two things you can do. And everything else is like, no, I can't do that.
Which would be worse, looking up and seeing your other grinning or frowning?
Mm-hmm. Just, or anything. Frowning, I think, is actually more commonplace, don't you think?
Yeah, because you're focused.
Like, Griffin, like Conan.
No, that's angry face.
Okay.
It only seems like you can't do those things.
No.
But you know you can.
No.
It's because you live in America, land of the free and home of the bland.
Yeah.
Maybe open up your sphere a little bit.
If
and see
I,
what possibilities are there.
You just turn to the page in the Kama Sutra where it shows you all the different faces.
I'm your brother. You're grossing me out. You can't...
Do the one where you hook your pinkies inside the corners of your mouth.
As, you're, driving, as you're driving past each other.
Can you have sex out the window of a moving vehicle?
Not if you're smiling.
So, if I... What if you, like, sneeze during sex? Has anyone ever done that before?
Your body actually can't. It's how you... You know how you can't, like, hum with your mouth closed?
What?
I mean, it's like you can't pinch your nose and hum.
It's, no, it's like it. It's like how you can't eat an entire spoonful of cocoa and hum at the same time.
Sure. What if they gently hum while you're making love? And not in, like, a sex way? If they were just like... No, like humming like a tune. Like the Sanford and Son theme song.
Not just like a...
Like you're some sort of jet bike.
And as you rev up the big O,
yeah.
You literally rev up.
Oh, God.
What? The big O?
What's the matter, you guys? Guys, I figured that would be better than actually saying orgasm. Was it?
No, not? They're both bad.
They're both so bad. I just want to talk about anything else.
Happy time finish sauce?
Ugh.
Okay, so that was the most repellent thing you could say. All right, guys, I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
I was just trying to one-up. You know, you got to get...
Come!
Oh, no!
Oh, God, no!
Gross.
I'm getting married this weekend, yesterday.
That's confusing.
And I know. This weekend, Saturday, May 26th, was yesterday. And wanted to know if you've got any outside-the-box advice for solving marital problems.
Yeah, don't get married, right?
Get a man cave.
Justin's actually gnawing. Justin's gnawing on a branch right now.
He's gnawing on his own leg to escape from marriage.
Man, get out of the bear trap. So, outside the box advice for solving.
Don't get in the box.
Don't let her put you in a box. That's an unhealthy relationship.
Just love is patient. Love is kind. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
And then you'll find inside the rind, you get ready to grind on that skateboard of love.
That's my marriage favorite like, Mary J. Blige song.
Marriage is like a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
So outside the box advice, I think the number one thing that determines whether or not you're ready to be married to somebody is if you're capable. And some people aren't to this point in their maturity yet where you're able to think, like, see a problem from somebody else's perspective. And I think that if you can learn that one skill and practice that one thing in marriage, then it'll solve a lot of your issues. If you're just willing to take 2 seconds and say, try to see it. Like, literally put yourself, not literally put yourself in their shoes. That's a whole other bevy of marital problems.
Yeah.
But to put yourself in their shoes and think, like, hey, why are they thinking this way? Because I guarantee if you take the seconds and slow down a little bit, you'll be able to figure out a lot more than you think you're capable of.
Also, here's another one. The person that you are getting married to knows you better than anyone else knows you. And so all of those things that you tell yourself that you do that are awesome and cute and adorable, if your significant other says, hey, just so you know, that's really kind of annoying and you should stop doing that. You should probably listen to that person instead of trying to defend yourself.
Yeah, you got to realize that, like, a lot of the process of, like, growing up in a marriage is, like, letting go of your bullshit. And the person will know your bullshit better than anybody. And the source of a lot of fights, especially early, is, the, like, the where you find your bullshit stops working.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't, okay, that's not a good one. That's not a good bullshit anymore.
You should
probably stop doing that.
Teresa calls me on all the time. I try to use I love you as like a barometer for how the situation is going.
Yeah.
And usually there's a question mark at the end. I love
you. It's your depth charge.
Yeah, so like she started calling me on that, and when that happens, that's how you take steps towards becoming like a better person.
But only if you're willing to accept it, because typically it's just going to make you angry. Because you're so right. How did you know my bullshit? You know my tricks.
You got me.
You should also always live under the assumption that your wife is probably cheating on you. Probably.
Whoa!
Well,
why?
I'm just saying, if you prep yourself.
That's terrible advice.
So you're saying, like, live on the defensive?
I'm saying you either got to set up a swing agreement. It's the rest
that
of your life.
That is a
life.
Good point. Have you worked out your swing agreement yet?
Yeah.
Like, do you have it down on paper? Because it might be a spoken swing agreement.
Do you have a safe couples right now?
Do you need
a safe couples.
You
list?
Need the Treaty of Versailles. You need the Treaty of Two Guys. You need to work something out. You got to figure it.
Find
out.
Find a lawyer
because
and have him draw you up a document.
Talking about the rest of your life, dog.
Find a lawyer that can hang. Find a lawyer.
That's a liberal lawyer.
Kind of chill.
And how about this? Go to marriage counseling. Day one. It's not just for people who are in trouble.
Yeah. You don't just go to the doctor when your butt falls off.
Exactly.
Right?
Prevention is 9/10 of not having your butt fall off. I've always.
Metaphorically speaking.
No, literally.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm saying is you pay your money, you take your chances.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to tell if this is going
to
work.
And also,
out or not.
I guess that's another piece of advice. No one to hold them, no one to fold them. That's all I'm going
to
say.
No one to
that's
walk
all
away,
I'm gonna
no
say.
One to run.
There's always a way out. That's all I'm going to say, Josh.
Know your exit strategy.
Mm-hmm. Follow the closest
maybe
exit.
Maybe you
have
a fake beard buried in the yard.
The closest
right?
exit may be behind you. That's all I'm saying, Josh.
Josh, how's your marriage going, Josh?
Like,
day two?
Hey, Josh. I know it's been 48.
You're probably still in what we like to call the honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
I should warn you, you will be fired upon your return. So sorry.
Enjoy your time in Gatlinburg. It's all over when you get back.
And then your marriage is going to dissolve, but one of those two things is going to be a goof. Your choice.
Yeah.
Your game, Josh.
Your choice. Your game, Josh. It's everybody.
Nothing says strengthening our burgeoning relationship like, honey, you're going to have to carry me for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this has been our goofy comedy show, my brother and me. I'm so flattered that you took the time to listen this week. If you get a second, could you go to iTunes and maybe write a review for us or subscribe to us there if you don't already? And thank you to people who are tweeting about the show with the MBMBAM hashtag, like Danarchist, Haley Head, Sarah Jo Stevens, Tristan Mathers. Follow here, there, Philippion, our buddy Steven Strom, Aaron Myers, Scott Garner, maybe Mumkin. I could go on.
Are you having a stroke?
Like, do you know that you're slowing down, or am I speeding up? And this is like a relativity.
Your
thing.
Comprehension has accelerated to a point where
I've
you
moved
can...
to planes. You can no longer comprehend.
I want
to
thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album "Putting the Days to Bed." Go pick that up. It's a power jam for all seasons.
Sorry, Travis, go right ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, I just want to say how excited we all are for Max FunCon coming up next week. We look forward to seeing everybody there. And I also wanted to do a shameless self plug. If there's anyone in the Cincinnati area, June 8th, I'm gonna be opening a show. We're doing the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. Starring me and my friends Nick Rose and Billy Chase at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at CincyShakes.com. That's Cincy with a Y, Shakes.com. I hope to see you all there. And make sure you let them know that you came because of me.
That's gross.
Wait.
Can we? I just want to just, I guess, a word of warning. So our next show is a live show at Max FunCon, and Justin and I are both going to be in L.A. for like a week after that. So I don't know. The next episode may be up kind of late because we're basically going straight from that to a convention for work. So the next episode may be a little bit late. We haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, Along those same lines, the three of us are going to be in LA at the Broadway Bar for a party hosted by our current employer, Polygon, not our current employer, the website Griffin and I make called Polygon. We're having a party at Broadway Bar, I think 7 to 11 on Sunday, June 3rd. So,
and we will all three be there. So if you're in LA and you didn't get to go to Max FunCon, come hang out with us.
Yeah, come hang out. We'll be there.
Also, we love you.
Thank you so much, you very guys. Much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This final Yahoo answer was sent in by Mark Turetsky. Thank you, Mark. It's by Yahoo Answers user Hi Hi Lena, who asks, I'm convinced I am a potato.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.